Heyo, just you wait because it is about to be a fantastic day. Just like any other day when you started off spending with us, this is E.
And this is Amy.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. We have a special guest. Her name is Sam.
Hi.
We love Sam. We met her like 4 years ago on the internet. So as you guys know, Z and I have never met each other in person. It is the same with Sam. We are all friends that we met on the internet, just like we tell you all not to do. And we met through a mom screw.
I never tell people not to meet friends off the internet.
We do a million episodes about don't meet dating. Like, don't meet not friends.
I say I would.
Don't
date people. I would. I'm saying, yes, don't date people. Don't date. Well, but also, yes, date strangers off the internet. Just be careful. Share your location. And don't smoke weed with strangers in the woods, even if it's free. That is what I've learned.
That you've met off the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've met different strangers.
No, I have not. I have not. But it is one of the, like, multiple people that go missing is because they have decided to do drugs with a stranger, in the woods somewhere.
We cover a lot of those.
Five to ten we've covered, and I myself would definitely fall victim to something like that, which is why I just have to give myself the reminder, like, if it seems like it would be fun, like, I don't know, maybe check my surroundings, maybe I could make better decisions.
I mean, you could, but you know what was a good decision? Becoming friends with you guys. So we met through a mom's group, and it's sort of disbanded, I think. I don't know. We've never talked about it on here. Maybe someday we will, but it was really bizarre the way it kind of, like, fizzled out. But we all stayed friends, and we follow each other on the socials, and we've been begging Sam to be on the podcast for, like, a million years, so I'm so excited that she decided to join us today. Sam, anything you want to share with the community?
Thanks for having me on. And it's been really hard kind of getting everybody here at the same time, especially because I'm the one with the, like, super rigid work schedule. So thanks for just being patient with me, guys. But I'm really excited to be silly goofy with two of my favorite internet besties.
Yay! As per usual, this episode will start out with a show and tell, and I believe, Z, you have a show and tell for us today.
Okay, so snacks. I have been buying most of my snacks through Thrive Market.
Love Thrive.
Yes, after Amy got me to, like, use her link, whatever, so we'll drop that. But I have personally been eating a lot of, I really like corn. I'm a corn person. I've been eating a lot of Love Corn. And it has three ingredients. This feels like a lame show and tell, but they're very good. Okay, so it has three ingredients, and it's corn and something and salt. So, like, the sea salt one, that's all it has. And then they have a couple different flavors. I'm a big fan of it because it is, like, a healthier chip, almost, if you will.
I love that.
That's my show and tell. And just Thrive Market in general, that's where I have been getting a lot of snacks for around the house. And when I've looked at it, it is – I've done the math. It's annoying AF because you cannot see the prices on Thrive unless you are a Thrive Market member. So I will extend my apologies for that. However, if you do price it up, I'm saving like 10 to 20 cents on each item that I purchase on Thrive than I would on my regular grocery store. And that's not if I like Costco'd or Sam's, you know?
Yes, for sure. So. And my kids are like human garbage disposals when it comes to snacks. They won't eat any sort of regular actual sustenance foods, but snacks they are crazy about. So when I order them through Thrive, it's so much better because I feel like I'm saving at least a little bit of money.
Yes, and with the Costco stuff, like, I don't need 155 fruit snacks. Like, I do.
Right.
I, in fact, do. It would probably fiscally be more responsible. However, my gut would really not appreciate the extra, like, whatevers. I will eat it.
Yeah.
I
will eat it. My kids end up not liking the snack. By the time we buy it in bulk,
yes.
I don't like it. At the end of the box, I have to eat it or give it away at work because they don't like it anymore once we buy it at Costco.
Well, I don't like the same snack every day until I die. Get out of here. You know, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, my kids do, but they have the total issue like yours, Sam, where Hayden will hyperfixate on a snack and then it's like, never want to look at that again. So I'm like, wow, that was fun that I bought 4,000 of those granola bars that now you're never going to eat. So totally feel it. We'll put a link in the show notes for Thrive. Definitely, it's a membership, so you have to pay per year, but I know I'm a big, and Sam is too, but I'm a big, like, try and price things out as much as possible, and it is a pretty good savings, and they have snacks that you can't usually get, like, in the regular grocery store, which is also kind of nice, and it comes to my house, and I don't have to leave, so that's always fun.
And I can buy the things that I already eat, but it's just, like, slightly healthier. So Skittles, they have the Giggles, and then they have, like, Starburst and stuff, too, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, also, I don't know, I always get these at Trader Joe's because I'm obsessed with them, but, like, the little bags of, like, olives or artichokes or something can put in snacks, you can get them super easy through Thrive, but I have to go to Trader Joe's usually to find those, and I don't always go to Trader Joe's, so.
It's far. It smells like the chili in there. Just kidding. I really like Trader Joe's.
It smells like the chili in there.
But I can't.
It's not.
I have the same issue with Aldi. I would love to be a Trader Joe's Aldi type girly.
Yeah.
But you have to physically go in person. And I don't do that. So.
Yeah, not often. Not often. Do people actually go to the grocery store anymore? I mean, I'm sure they do. It's just, you do? Sam does?
I love going grocery shopping.
You're a nut.
I love it. I'm so weird. I pop in a podcast. Sometimes I'll put my whole family to sleep and I will go at night by myself.
Okay. By yourself is different.
Yeah.
Do you actually like going if you have the kids though? Is that like, or are you like, oh, the kids are around, so I'm going to do a pickup, or is it like a family activity where you go?
Occasionally I'll bring them with, preferably not. I would rather wait and go late at night. And chug an energy drink and just because I'm like an 8 p.m. bedtime girly. So like,
yeah,
I will put them all to bed at 8 and then stay up and do groceries until like 11.
Oh my gosh. I can't leave the house after 8 o'clock. Like there's something about my sensory. Last night we took the kids to see lights because it was Chris's birthday yesterday. And that's what we always do on his birthday. So we did like one of those drive through things. And by the time I got home, my senses were like through. I was like, get away from me. I don't want to look at any of you anymore. So
we had a 7 p.m. performance the other day.
It's a no for me.
7. We had to show up early for like tech rehearsal. So I was like hurting. It was awful. It was awful. I'm not looking forward to that. I also tried those chicken chips, the wild chips.
Love them
A million episodes back.
We are having a party this weekend because Chris's birthday was yesterday and I bought some for the charcuterie board. How cute is that? It's so good. They're really delicious. So if you ever want good snack ideas, come to us. Go to Sam. Sam's always talking about grocery shopping, the money she saves, all of those great things. I just need to go to Wisconsin and follow her around for a few hours to like so she can show me all of her tricks. But before we start as a second special segment, Sam wanted to surprise us with the special segment, and I'm terrified. So she's gonna do this, and we have not seen any of this. We don't know any of the notes. I'm ready.
I really hope you guys didn't do any prepping or cheating.
I absolutely did not.
Okay. I'm going to try to share my screen quick because you have to see. I can't say it to you. You have to be able to see it.
Oh, my gosh. Look at all these. Sam, you guys so high tech.
Oh, it's pronunciations. Okay. So on our screen, it says.
Feels like a trap.
I don't like it. It says, okay. How do you say that?
It's a little trivia game based on actual places in Wisconsin. It's where I'm from. Okay. And Amy's geographically closer to me, I believe.
Oh, God. I think so.
So she has a little advantage, maybe, than Z might have. So I want Z to answer first, and then Amy. And if anybody listening wants to play too, you can't because you can't see it because it's a podcast. So you'll just have to play along with
me. I feel trapped. I feel abused.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. So I have a practice question that I'll help you with.
Okay.
You get a feel of it. And I had a hard time choosing. There's so many hard places. I have 7 total, but to spare you guys, let's maybe do like four.
Next time I'm coming back, I'm going to fuck you all up with my seven things.
Okay.
Just you wait. Fucking ready.
Here's our practice. The first city in Wisconsin. Z, how would you say that?
Pewaukee.
Amy?
Yeah, Pewaukee. I think it's Pewaukee. So it's Pewaukee. I think it's Pewaukee.
That's not bad. It's Pewaukee.
Okay, Pewaukee. Oh, okay, yeah. That wasn't bad. Like,
I'm going to do Milwaukee.
Amy didn't go with the P because she does the pecans. She does that
That's true. I'm not shocked.
Okay, that was pretty good. Okay, oh God, I'm not going to lie.
I have a feeling they're going to get really bad and hard.
I feel better now.
Okay, no, I wouldn't.
Decently close.
I wouldn't. Close. Yeah, don't. I can see them from here and I would not. Okay, go.
Okay, I can't see.
Here's number two.
Is that an X?
It is.
I-X-O-N-I-A.
Izona.
I think it's Ionia.
Those are pretty good guesses, guys, but it's actually Ixonia.
Ixonia?
Ix.
Come on.
Okay. I get the IX, so an Ix.
Okay. All right.
I can appreciate a phonetical, you know, that's just, yeah. I just said straight up.
Why does this feel less? Maybe because I'm expected
these
to say it wrong.
These are people's names, at least. So, yeah. I'm not going to offend somebody's family after their kid was murdered, at least right about now. I mean, unless it's named after somebody, and then my bad.
Sorry, friends.
Yes.
And there's like whole segments of people saying these. So, if you guys get them wrong, you're not alone. It's everybody.
I love it. Are these, like, Native American, like, words?
Ooh.
A lot of them are.
Okay.
Okay.
I believe.
Feels like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Here's the next one. There's a lot of vowels.
Oh.
Okay, Z.
My God.
It is spelled O-C-O-N-O-M-O-W-O-C.
I'm so sorry.
Are you, though? Because I don't think you are.
Akonamwak.
I think it's Akonamwak.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, Amy, that's exactly it. Yeah, it's Okonomowoc.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever pronounced anything right on the podcast, literally ever. So I'm so proud of you. Thank you. I could live in Wisconsin now. Look at me. I'm perfect.
You could. You belong. Okay, here's possibly the last one if you guys are going to wave your white flag.
Okay, so this one is Ashwaubenon. Ashwaubenon. There's no T in there, but whatever.
No, but it could be. I think it's, oh man, I just had it. Ashwaubenon?
Yeah. See, that's why I said you had to go second. I knew you would have just a slight little advantage.
They're kind of Clevelandy. I'm not going to lie, but I have... In full disclosure, this is going to make me sound like a real dummy. I've never seen any of these before. So this clearly comes from like Midwest, maybe. I don't know. But Ashwaubenon. But we should do Z. We should do a Southern one. And maybe when we have either Roberta or Chris back on, or maybe Sam, so that she has to be punished. Because I know there are
towns. It wouldn't be fair for Roberto, because Roberto, like, he understands the Southern sayings, and then he doesn't because he has the whole Mexican aspect on top.
I know, but he's technically from the South, so.
You know what? Mexico is more South than where I'm at.
That's true. There he goes. That is true. Oh, my gosh. So Sam preyed on our weakness just slightly there, but that was fun. Okay. It was less terrifying.
Maybe I wasn't going to be her friend, but I'll still be her friend.
I'll still be your friend. I know Z and I were like, we don't know what you're going to say or
I didn't like
so it was
first.
A little scary, but that was actually way fun, and thank you for sharing that with us. But
thank you for playing along. I appreciate you guys not trying to get more information out of me, because it would have been easy to cheat.
No cheating, because I was like, if I'm gonna look like an idiot, I'm gonna commit. Z, what are we doing today? What are we talking about?
Yeah, okay, so we played trivia, and to piggyback off of that, we are going to end with a couple would you rathers, and we all came up with our own, and we tried to give it a true crime, curse words and crayons type feel. And I'm going to go first. Would you rather be the first one to die or be the first one to be infected with a deadly virus that turns you into a monster? Amy.
I don't do well without modern amenities. And I realize, like, I would be a monster and probably not caring about, you know, if I'm like a zombie or like some sort of weird monster, I probably wouldn't care. And I really want to say that I would want to live. Like, I want to be one of those survivors, but no Diet Coke, no television, no modern amenities. Count me out. I mean, unless I can hole up someplace, I don't want to become like, just like I don't want to be put on a ventilator, I don't know that I want to become a monster. So I'm out. I'm tapping out. I don't want to become a deadly monster. Sam, what about you?
Okay, a zombie apocalypse is my chosen doomsday. I don't know if you guys have one, like your favorite end of the world.
Pick your favorite doomsday. I love
it. I loved it. I watched the zombie shows. It's great. So, like, if I can't survive and create my own little, like, compound of all my favorite people, I'll be a zombie, because that seems like it would be fun to just, like, why not?
Yeah, you're, like, just out and about.
I am also going to join you in doing the monster mash, and we're just going to be out there. Just roar. Get out of my way.
Eating people.
It's a new experience.
Hopefully you didn't wrong me in the past, because here I am. I'm going to kill you. Which isn't, that's not much different than just my normal
like today, right?
With the people, but now I might have sharper teeth and, believe it or not, less brain cells and control over my emotions.
Okay. Okay. All right. I could get down with that. All right. So this next one, I don't know. I thought about it a lot. Would you rather go to prison for a crime you didn't commit, or commit a crime and spend the rest of your life in fear of getting caught? Sam.
Okay. I love reality TV, so I watched a lot of 60 Days In. I thought I would want to go to prison, but a reason to, like, go on the run and leave everything behind and kind of, like, get a new identity sounds pretty nice. So I guess I would just choose that. Like, I'm gone. I'm out.
I've spun that into just, like, positivity. Like, I get to start over. I get to start a new
life. I have been victimized by my children so much here in the last 2 weeks that also, yes, this sounds like a vacation. And for me, okay, here for me, it depends on the crime.
Okay.
Did I blow up an entire country because I made a medical error and now there's a bomb or something?
Okay.
Or did I rob a bank?
Fair.
But either way, I definitely, you know, yeah, I'm just going to see what happens. Like, I'm not going to turn myself in. I do not want to go to jail for a crime that I did not commit. I would much rather take my chances on the streets. Like, come find me. Try it. The FBI agent has not gotten me for any of my weird Google activity yet. And so at this point, I just started training them that this is just a norms day-to-day activity. And so we'll see. Will I get caught? Who's to say? Not me. The U.S. government is, I guess.
So you're going to wait until you commit the crime and then make the decision of whether or not you want to go on the run or get thrown in prison?
More than likely, I'm going on the run either way. Just would be way worse if it was like a real accident. Did I blow, like, did I murder kids? I should turn myself in for that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It depends on the crime.
So you're using this as like a moral compass.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
If I robbed the bank, then fuck you guys. Fuck the government. I took your money. I got it. I left.
I mean, okay.
Okay.
I can see that.
Victimless crime. Whose money?
I was
going to
say,
it's not the bank's
crime.
Money. It's not the bank's money. The
right.
Thing, you know?
They're not going to not eat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, yeah, if I went into, like, I don't know, if I built a car and I made a miscalculation and then my car blew up while I wasn't in it in the school parking lot and lots of children were hurt, maybe that's when I turn myself in. Yeah. Moral compass.
I love that in this imaginary scenario, you have the time to build a car because I don't have time to go to the bathroom. So I'm not really sure.
I barely even put gas in mine, so I don't know where my brain is going with this. But
I put gas in my own car the other day and literally texted my husband and was like, you're welcome. I put gas in my car. And he's like, well, I mean, you're driving it, so I don't know what you want me to say. But put me in prison right away. I cannot handle the anxiety. I don't want to worry about every time I go to Target, somebody's going to come and arrest me. Like, I'm not interested. just put me in jail. I'll get a good lawyer, I guess, and they can maybe get me out of jail, but I don't want to have to look behind me every second because yeah.
That's
okay, next one. What's that?
That's why you got to skedaddle.
Oh, you got to run. That's right. So you're,
then
I'm going to
be like Samantha, and I'm going to be like, who's she?
I don't know. I don't know her. Sorry.
Yeah, we're going to. No English. Lydia Sherman it up. Moved
that's
down
true.
Two streets down. It's now 1800 and something. And,
right.
You know.
We're also time traveling.
Who did?
So much.
Yeah.
I talk to my mom on the phone way too much. Like, they would catch me. There's no way. Like, she right now has called me twice this morning and I haven't answered and I'm sure she's called the police. So, we'll see what happens. But, Sam, what you got?
Okay. Would you rather get abducted by aliens or abducted by a serial killer?
Aliens.
Yeah, 100%
maybe they have
aliens.
Something cool, and the chances of a serial killer having something cool is like next to zero. So I am aliens all the way. Aren't you are you curious?
Too curious.
Right.
And either way, they're doing something weird with your body, right? But
probably.
Serial killers are going to kill like that.
For sure. And the aliens might send you back and like set you safely down.
Yeah. And who knows if that anal, maybe the anal probe's fine. Like, I don't know. I've never done it. Okay. So.
Don't yuck someone else's yum, right?
Exactly.
Is that what we say around here?
Exactly.
Like, do your thing, friends.
Maybe.
So.
Maybe they have it to where, you know, it just, everything's great. You enter another dimension when it enters you. Who's to say, not me?
Who knows? So Z is not only would you rathering getting abducted by aliens, it sounds like that's on her Christmas list. Like, she's ready to go.
I need a break.
I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I see it out there, I'm like, me. And I'm just going to hope you guys are also on it.
Here.
Did you pick them up first?
You just got to text us after you get abducted. Just say, listen, I got to text my friends. Hey, it's safe. There's no kids up here. And we'll be like, yes. We're in. Let's go. Just bring
everybody
me back.
On.
I will be sad eventually. So,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Love that. Okay. Looks like we have time for the rest. Do you want to keep going?
Yes. Let's do a second round. Okay.
Love it.
So, would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
Sam, what do you think?
Yeah.
This took me a minute to think about, but I think I would want to know how. No, when. Because if I knew the how, I would just obsess about, like, I don't know, if they're like, you're going to drown. I could never go by water. Water would freak me out. Because you don't know, like, you're going to, I don't know. I would just need to know when. So then I could use my time how I please.
Okay. I see that. I went with how. Because, again, the anxiety, if I knew when, I feel like I would be checking my watch every 5 minutes, like a, when you set a timer and you're cleaning, I would just be like freaked out. But would it become like a, what was that movie?
The Butterfly Effect, where if you make one small turn, that's where my brain is going. So if you were scared of water, okay, because somebody told you were going to die by drowning and, like, you just never go towards the water, will you therefore, like, change everything and then, like, the whole world will light on fire? Is that, like, bad news bears? Like, this is why we don't know the future. Then it's still, like, unavoidable, though, because if somebody says, oh, you're gonna drown, okay, but you could drown in the sink, like maybe somebody pushing your head into the sink, and so you are drowning through murder.
Right,
you
and
know?
You have to take a shower, so will
you
just never run water again? Yeah, I was thinking of Final Destination, because, you know, like, they would always try to change, but then death would always follow them and, like, catch up with them.
Yes.
That would be kind of how it would be. Yeah, I think
like
either.
I like those movies, actually. Those are scary movies that I can watch.
Because they're not scary. Like, they're scary, but it's more.
I cannot drive. Exactly. I cannot drive
behind a
car
with
logs. The logs.
Yep.
No,
it's a no.
Okay.
I'm like,
I know.
Around the world,
just get out. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going to die, but I'm not going to be behind this car. Okay? This is not for me.
When I saw the first one in the theater, because I'm old enough to have seen it in the theater, I was on my way home and I was bringing a friend to their house, and a few cars in front of us, a wheel fell off and it went bouncing down the road. And I was certain that movie was coming true.
We were drinking and driving home in college because we were fucking stupid. I wasn't driving. I was not driving. And I don't know. It does not matter. We should not have been doing it. But the person who was driving us only had two drinks. And I remember thinking, like, I will just forever taxi drive after this. Nothing happened to us, but the car right. in front of us. Okay, we were in San Antonio, which to say is, like, there's, like, these rock walls that keep the on the highways. Like,
oh, okay.
Okay, so there's, like, I don't know, I guess it's, like, mountainous there. It's not very mountainous where I'm at. It's incredibly flat. So, yeah. like, this one has, like, these walls or whatever on the highway.
Yeah.
We watch somebody, ping, 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 and then they just exited the highway. Like, it was just fucking no big deal. But there were sparks, and there was, like, fire, and, like, I wasn't.
Like, just another day.
I wasn't, oh, like.
Mercy. Keep going.
And I remember all the details. I wasn't like, you know, blackout wasted or anything, but I was like drunk enough to where I was like, did I just make, what happened? Like, did everybody see that? Or did I just
hallucinate that happened? That was your final destination moment. Like, that was the moment where you were like, I can never do this again because I just saw my future in front of my eyes.
We just cheated death. So
you really did. Way to go. Mm-hmm. Proud of you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you rather be kidnapped for 6 months and survive and then obviously have like psychological damage or die before being kidnapped without any psychological damage?
Die. I already have enough psychological damage and I don't need to be kidnapped. I'm good. Like, we're fine. I'm good.
I just said my psychological damage is keeping me alive. I'm a survivor.
All right. Okay. All right, that's good. I mean, to be fair, if you already are living with trauma, you might as well just
let's just buckle up, right?
Let it fix your situation.
I feel like my trauma is different than being kidnapped for a second. What are they doing with you? Doing with you?
Yeah.
They're not just
you
like
you don't have those answers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm just like fucking kill me. I'm good.
Just murder me. Murder me now. This is the worst. My ability to handle being uncomfortable reaches zero levels. So when you're kidnapped, you're cold, you're most likely damp, you don't have food, just please kill me. I'm not one of God's strongest.
If I'm not fed on a regular schedule, they're just going to murder me pretty much instantly. Anyways, I'm not a pleasure to be around. So, like, I'm
going to
die
blankets,
instantly regardless.
So, yeah. Yes. I don't like to be uncomfortable. I own several soft, fuzzy things that I need to sleep with. And I doubt they're going to bring those with them when they kidnap.
They probably don't have a noise machine either. And, like, I just can't.
Can somebody put on a noise machine, please?
I like the brown noise because it helps with my focus and positive thoughts.
And you would be murdered, so it would be fine.
Did you guys ever get into the show Special Forces? I just, like, binge-watched a whole episode.
No,
is that
Chris
the one with
it.
Tom Sandoval?
Yeah.
No, yes, that season. Yet. JoJo C was on it, and that's my girl.
Love.
Okay.
So, okay, we watched that. There's part of it where they, like, torture them by putting, like, covering all of their senses, except they're freezing cold, and they can hear babies crying for hours on end. I was like, that got
just
that
my normal.
Me. That would be it. But freezing cold and the baby, you can't help them. You're just tied to the wall and the babies are crying. I was like, that's the end for me. That would be actual torture. So hopefully the serial killer doesn't do that.
I don't know why people go on those shows.
Do you remember that show Fear Factor?
Yes.
Like, why? Why?
Corey and I watched nothing but Fear Factor the first, like, 3 weeks after Quinn was born. Because that's what's on at, like, midnight when you're nursing a newborn.
It's, like, totally a binge, because it is, it's on, like, every regular TV channel, like, now. But I watched it, I think, why would anybody want to be covered in snakes? Like, okay, if you're covered in snakes, like, go for it, and you like it, like, great. But I'm going to willingly be covered in snakes, and then not make the whatever money that I'm coming here to make, because I know that once the snakes come out, I'm gone, like, I'm not having it. Yeah, I don't know. But the baby's crying. I'm kind of with Z. Like, I think I could shut that off because, you know, you kind of get used to that as a parent. But the freezing cold, nope, I can't be cold. I don't like that. And that's too many senses conflicting with each other. I can't do it. It's not for me. All right, we have one last one, and it's Sam's.
Okay, guys, would you rather be the victim of a serial killer yourself or be turned into a serial killer, and you get to choose your method of choice?
Of murder? I had to think about this one long and hard when we got the notes for this episode, because circumstances would have to be very specific for me to murder somebody. But I think about, like, Dexter. Have you guys ever watched Dexter, where he, like, kills the bad people? He kills the people that, like, escape the system. I feel like if I could make it a Dexter situation, I could maybe do it. I'd rather not get murdered. So, like, I'd rather not be murdered, but I also would rather not murder. But if I have to choose, then I'm going to be a murderer, but I'm going to kill bad people. That's going to be my choice.
Okay. I'm definitely becoming a serial killer, because at this point, I'm just like one rude look and you're also on my list. I have a list already, so it's fine. I'm not there yet. However, like, I mean, y'all, a 1-year-old and a 5.5-year-old, yeah, I'll be a serial killer. I'll do it. I'll take one for the team.
It's like, are you saying, like, you would be one of those people where, like, the reason for your serial killing is, like, to release the stress you're experiencing at home? Or are we concerned for your husband and children? I'm just kidding. We would never be concerned for your husband and children. They're perfectly safe.
It's people that have wronged me. So the kids, okay. Like, I mean, you know, help, SOS. Come over, sit with them for an hour, give them a hug maybe when you see them, okay? But also, no, they're fine. I'm not going to murder the kids. Roberto is another, you know.
That's different.
Like, that's he's different. Yeah, right, he can worry for himself. You don't need to worry after him. He can worry for himself. No, this is more of a, like, if you tell me in Costco that my hands look full, you know.
Oh, don't ever say that to people.
Yeah. Well, while everybody's screaming and crying, including myself. So, like, yeah, then you're on the list. Yeah.
I think we could start, like, a world that's kind of similar to, like, Handmaid's Tale, but instead it's like we line up all the people that say things like that, like, oh, well, you weren't crying when you got into that mess, or, oh, your hands are, like, and we just line them up and we hang them all. Why not? It's like all these, it's a community of, like, strong, badass parents who've had enough of annoying mid to late age, typically white women that say things like that.
Do you ever find yourself also making fucking comments like that? And then you're like, I'd rather, I need to just, like, go jump off the roof. Because occasionally I've been like, so when are you having another kid? And then I'm like, oh, what the fuck is wrong with me? I need to leave. I need to go home.
That was a rude thing for me to say.
Yeah. It's none of my business, actually. And pardon me, but also I do want to know. Like, I'm curious. Like, if you want to tell me. Yeah, I'll tell you my story I'm not asking you to make me feel good about it, but I mean, like, if you say I'm going to feel bad. It's none of my fucking business, but I find myself making off the wall comments like that. Just, yeah. And I'm like, I'm just going to excuse myself. Actually, I need to go home.
Yeah. We took the kids to this place called Swenson's last night, which is like a drive up. Like, it's kind of like a drive-in dinner place, like, it's burgers and stuff, and it's, like, really popular here in Ohio, and the Hayden, of course, was like, it's my dad's birthday, like, when they came out to take our order, and the guy was like, he's a young kid, and he was like, oh, how old are you? And Chris was like, oh, I'm 40, and the guy was like, oh, I'm halfway there, whatever, and Chris was like, he made one of those, like, old men comments where it was like, well, I was once your age, and, like, when it was like, who are you? Are you 60? What's wrong with you? But it was one of those moments where I was like, oh, no, we're turning into those old people that are like.
Also, what kind of fucking comment is that? If I tell you that I'm turning 35 and you're like, oh, I'm only 25, fuck yourself. Sorry, go light yourself
get out.
On fire.
Yeah.
Like, get out. Like, what kind of fucking comment is that? But also, yeah, I'm sure that waiter was like, what the fuck did I just say?
Right.
Like, nobody
needed
to know how old I was. Like, nobody this is not my birthday.
And
they did not come here to celebrate Troy at Spins
know that
or
you're
whatever.
20. Right. Like, get out of here, 20-year-old. I can buy alcohol. Can you? No, go away. I don't get carded anymore. Leave me alone.
I know. I'm 30 this year. And majority 30? Of the, like, yeah, 30.
I forget. The majority so of our staff
is, like, 23 and under.
Right. All right.
They're like, very maybe. Young. And then sometimes I'm like, I'm cool, I'm hip. And then I'm like, no, I'm not.
Nope. I'm definitely 30. I'm definitely too old for this because this is not happening. Absolutely. All right, Sam, what about you? Are you going to become a serial killer or are you going to be a victim?
I didn't think I could become a serial killer, but I guess I didn't think about, like, a proactive purging.
Okay.
You line up for that. I'm over done with that. You know what I mean? Like, never mind. I'm jumping on. We're about to make like a little gang of serial killers because.
Purge commune. Let's do it. Yeah, we're done. You have to bring. So if you want to join our commune, you have to bring somebody that's said something awful or that's done something awful. And then that's how you get in. That's your initiation.
That's how we initiate.
That's how we do it. I know. Oh my gosh. Okay. Amazing. We did it.
Yay! I did it. You did it. We did it.
We all did it. That was fun. Those were fun. I am pleased. Well, that is all, folks. And just like that, we've completed our first guest session with Sam. Yay!
Thank you for having me.
We love you. And we are so glad you were here. And I cannot wait to hear what everybody else thinks. I cannot wait for us to spend another 6 to 8 months finding a time for us to record for you to be on again, which would be amazing. It was super fun. It was great. Let's go take on the rest of our days. Y'all, it's tough on the streets right now. Okay, everybody is just losing their mind, whether it is you are stressing yourself out or your kids are stressing you out or your partner or your spouse is stressing you out. Please remember, you got this. Jail is uncomfortable. You don't want to go. Do the best you can. Take on the rest of your day. Go out there, smile at somebody, but don't ask them if their hands are full. Okay? Have an awesome day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.